大家好，我是黄室友黄老师，师姐的是朋友的友，黄室友。今天我们来复习一下我们已经学过的内容。Hello, yeah, I'm Francisca, and today we will have a quick review for the previous lesson. Okay, let's we see our PPT, the greetings.Okay, the first picture here. Okay, number one and number two. Yeah, how to greet our friend using Chinese language. Okay, number one. Okay, please repeat after me. 你 It means you, singular. Number two. 好 Yeah, this is adjective. The meaning is good and fine. Okay, if we combine this 你 and 好 become 你好 Okay, in here 你 is the third tones. 好 is the third tones. But when we combine 你好 this is the third tone with the third tone, so the first third tone become the second tone, so we can spell like this. 你好 Okay, let's we go to the another slide. In here, there are three person here. Okay, number three. 您 Yeah, 您, it means you. Yeah, singular and for polite form. Yeah, this is the pronoun. And number four, 你们. Yeah, this also pronoun. The meaning is you in plural. Okay, and there are two person here. So, this is the older one, we can use for the polite form. We can replace 你 with 您, so become 您好. And then, how to reply? Yeah, this is there are two person here, so we greet them with 你们好. Okay.Like, 您好和你们好 Yeah, the meaning, yeah, our same is hello. Yeah, we can also put the surname in the front of 好 Or, for example, surname or, for example, like, 黄老师好 For example, Reni 老师好 etc.Or for example, Wersen 老师好 And yeah, that's how to greet with hello. And how about 你好吗? 你好吗? Yeah, 你好吗? It means, what is your name? What is your name? And for the polite form, we can replace你 with 您 to be 您好吗 Okay, yeah, please repeat after me 您好吗 And how to reply Yeah, I'm fine Yeah, thank you And you? I'm fine 我很好 Yeah, 我 I 很 yeah, this is very and 好 is good or fine and then 谢谢 thank you 您呢 yeah and you yeah for the polite form and then if we want to say that I'm fine too thank you
我也很好我也很好谢谢
Okay, in here we add 也 It means, also Okay, now let's we repeat again. For example, A say that, use the polite form, 您好吗? And B reply with, 我很好，谢谢你呢。Okay, and the A reply again with, 我也很好，谢谢。Okay, now let's we go to the next slide. Yeah, number 5. Okay, please repeat after me. Number 5.
对不起。对不起。
Okay, D pronounce as T without air. And B pronounce as P without air. And then, okay, yeah, this is 起, yeah, with air.Come out from our mouth. Okay, let's we try again.
对不起，对不起。
Okay, let's we try for the faster one.
对不起。
Okay, once again.
对不起。
Okay, very good. And next, how to reply? We can say that
没关系，没关系。
Okay, 没关系, it means, yeah, that's okay, yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah, like, 没关系, if 关系, 关系, it means relation. Like, for example, 国际关系, international relation. And here, if somebody said that,
对不起,
and how to reply, we can say, 没关系。
没关系
or also we can say that
不要紧不要紧
okay 不要紧 or we can also say
没事儿没事儿
yeah all these meanings yeah it's okay it doesn't matter okay next let's we go to the slide the class begin class is over and take a breakNow, okay, let's we pronounce class begin.
上课上课上课
Okay, and next class is over.
下课下课
Okay, class begin.
上课上课
Class is over.
下课下课
Okay, next. Take a break now. Okay, a break or a rest.
休息
Yeah, I want to take a break.
我要休息休息
Now, if now, it's
现在现在
Now, and how to say take a break now?
现在休息现在休息
Okay, let's we pronounce it together.
现在休息
Okay, very good. Okay, now, and how to say if class begins now?
现在上课
Yeah, class is over now.
现在下课
Okay, if we notice that like the time now, like in English, we put, yeah,in the end of the sentence, but in Mandarin, we put in the beginning of sentence. We can put after or before the subject, but it's in the beginning of the sentence.
现在休息，现在下课，现在上课，现在我休息，我现在休息。
Okay.And next, let's we go to another slide. Okay, this is number 1. Yeah, I think it's very familiar with us.
谢谢谢谢
Okay, here.
谢
The fourth tone. Yeah, this is the same Chinese character. The same word, the same meaning. So the second Chinese character, the pinyin. Yeah. We do not need to use the tones.
So the tense is just for the first Chinese character, 谢, become 谢谢, not 谢谢, but 谢谢. Okay, the second become the neutral tone. Okay, and the next, not 不, 不, okay, not, yeah, 不. Okay, and when somebody said 谢谢, 谢谢. Okay, and then how to reply? We reply with 不谢, 不谢. Oh, okay, in here, 不. Yeah, we have learned that 不 is the fourth tone. But why in here become the second tone? We have learned before, like the for example that the third tone meet the third tone, yeah, the first third tone become the second tones, and then this is also when the fourth tone meet the fourth tone, so the first fourth tone become the second tone, so this is 不 become 不, so 不谢, 不谢, yeah, it's usually spelled as 不谢, not 不谢, but 不谢, but sometimes we will forgot, and it's okay if you say that 不谢. Yeah, but it's better if we can say it as 不谢. Okay, let's we try again. 谢谢. Okay, 不谢. And here, 不谢. When somebody said 谢谢, we can also say here, like 不谢. And then 不客气, 不客气. Okay, in here, okay, the next slide, number 3, 不客气, 不客气. Okay, 不, B, pronounced as B. Okay, 客, K, yeah, and 气, pronounced with air, come out from our mouth, so 不客气. Okay, once again, 不客气. Okay, very good. Okay, and here, 谢谢你. Okay, we can also add the pronoun here, like for example, 谢谢你, or 谢谢玛利亚老师, 谢谢黄老师, 谢谢苏莱斯老师, 谢谢你, 苏莱斯老师, 谢谢你, 我也拉米老师, 谢谢你, yeah, it's okay, like 谢谢, 谢谢, 然后比如说, 嘉欣的老师, 谢谢你, 米老老师, 谢谢您, 谢谢您, okay, 然后我们看一下, 谢谢您, and then how to reply with 不客气, 不客气. Okay, next, last, we go to the next slide. I think it's also very familiar with us. Okay, how to say goodbye? 再见, 再见. Okay, 再见, 再见. Okay, 再见, and reply with 再见. Okay, and here, okay, this is 再见. This is the fourth tone with the fourth tone. Why? The first fourth tone is not changed to be the second tones. Yeah, if we see in here, yeah, there are two different Chinese character here. First is 再 and 见. The different with like 谢谢. I'm sorry. Okay, this is like 再见, 再见, 再见. 再见, this is the two different Chinese character here, but this 再见 is a word. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, 再见, this is a word, and it's a different with the previous one that I say that 你好, 你好, 你好. This is the phrases, so different when it is as one word, like 再见. The first tone is the fourth tone There are four tones here in the first and the second, but we do not need to change the first four tone to be the second tone because 再见 is a word. So it's different like 你好 is phrase. So like in phrase, there are two words here. So we have to change the first tones to be the second tones. 你好, and then we can see that, okay, 你好, and also the another example I can find, okay, and then for the conclusion is like when it is a word, yeah, even there's two Chinese character there are syllables there. Like 再见, and then two syllables are using the four tones, but we do not need to change the first four tone to be the second tones because 再见 is a word, not a phrase. Like 你好, like 你好, okay, 你好, yeah, there are two words. The first is 你, and the second is 好, become one phrase, 你好. So the first word, the first Chinese character, 你, yeah, we change it to be the second tones. Okay, and then next, let's we go to the next slide. Any question? 有问题吗? 有问题吗? 问题 is question or problem. 问题有 have 吗? Yeah, for asking, like in Indonesian language, apakah blah 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 blah. In Mandarin, 什么什么吗? Yeah, do you still remember what the meaning of 什么什么? Yeah, 什么 is what, but if we we say it as 什么什么. Is blah 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 or 什么什么? Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. Can you repeat? Yeah, what? Okay, what? 什么? Okay, any question? If you don't have any question, 没有. If you have, yeah, 我有问题. 然后我们看一下下一个. Okay, number one. Okay, how to as the name. Okay, number one, yeah, please repeat after me. 叫, yeah, 叫 is a verb, to call, to be called. 我叫 Francisca. 然后什么, yeah, pronoun what? 什么名字, 叫什么名字. Okay, and then the name, 名字, name. 我的名字叫 Francisca. 我的名字叫 blah 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 什么什么. 我的名字是什么什么. And then 我 pronoun, yeah, I, me. And this is the proper noun, 李月, yeah, name of person. Yeah, this is 李, is her surname. And okay, let's we go here. What is your name? Yeah, please repeat after me. 你叫什么名字? 你叫什么名字? Okay, how to answer? 我叫什么什么? And here, yeah, there is Li. The name. Her name is 李月. So 我叫李月. 你叫什么名字? 我叫李月. 你叫什么名字? 我叫Wijaya. Okay, and then like okay, we have discussed for the last meeting. That's for the surname. Like Chinese like to use their surname. For example, okay, for the surname is Wang. So. 王老师, so they like to ask of if in Indonesia we like to ask like what is your name, but in China And usually ask 您贵姓 What is your surname? 您 Yeah, you for the polite form. 贵 is expensive, valuable. This is to show respect. 姓 surname. 您贵姓您贵姓 Okay.
您贵姓我姓什么什么什么我姓什么什么什么
my or we can also say that
你姓什么
yeah 你姓什么 what is your surname and how to answer
我姓
什么什么 yeah like yeah 什么什么 it means blah 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 我姓什么什么我姓 blah 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 okay like for example 你您贵姓我姓 Siringo Ringo 您贵姓我姓 Wirati Kusuma Okay That's all for today And then we can continue our lesson for at Friday Yeah, we will continue our lesson on Friday next Friday Okay, thank you very much.
谢谢，再见。